This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, fax 989-291-5359, regarding Margaret Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, date of birth 12/2/1940. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Weaver with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was January 8th. She was scheduled to have an appointment July 1st, but she was hospitalized for syncopal episodes at that time, and many medications were changed. Her Cozaar was stopped. The Coreg was cut in half, so instead of 25 milligram twice a day, she's taking 12.5 milligram twice a day. Hydralazine was 25 milligram twice a day. Now it is 10 milligram twice a day, and she is off clonidine. She also remains on Synthroid 88 microgram daily and Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. She is feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Her weight is stable. No further syncopal episodes after all those changes were made. No edema. Urine is clear, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Physical exam. Weight, 133 pounds. Pulse is 72. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130/68. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done June 24th, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.41. Estimated GFR is 38. Calcium is 8.6, albumin low at 3.2, phosphorus 3.8, sodium 138, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 21, hemoglobin is 11.1 with a normal white count, 10.1, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, bilaterally small kidneys, 3, hypertension, currently at goal, and anemia. The patient, her hemoglobin has changed. It's gone from 11.7 down to 10.1. She will require treatment if that lowers less than 10. Either Epogen or iron may be indicated. But currently she's above 10 in we usually do not treat until it's under 10. She is feeling well, and she's having no signs of anemia associated side effects. We will check labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.